Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
Antonia Tomeo with Antonia's Promise, a story of love and hope and healing. I love Antonia's story, and I love that she is spreading the word through this amazing product she invented. Antonia, go.
I love you guys. So Antonia's Promise is a true story of healing and miracles through the intercession of the Virgin Mary to her son, Jesus Christ, made a promise to God on 2/10 that if he had helped me with something that I was struggling with, that I would spread love and light as a vessel for him. On 2/11, I received my miracle, which was the day of Lady of Lourdes, Day of the Sick. So I keep my promise as God has always kept his. And I created merch, candles and diaries and things of that nature from there, sneakers that I'm wearing today. And then from there, I just launched my jewelry line with Antonia's Promise of the Broken Praying Cross as a reminder that you are never alone and that God is always with you. And my slogan is, we are all broken. And Richard is my attorney. He has all my patents and trademarks.
There we go.
So go into a little bit more detail about this license deal that you got, right? Because we started talking about this a while ago.
So this has been such a journey. And I want to go back 8 years ago when when this all happened in 2018. I think I was one of your first guests when you guys first started, right?
Yeah.
And all I had was a story. That's all I had was a story. And then from there, I created this design. And now it's become bigger than me because I just kept going and going and going. And it was bigger than me, right? This was inside of me. It was bigger than me. It wouldn't let up. It was 24 hours a day. I just couldn't stop doing it, thinking of it, revolving. But thankfully, God had opened so many doors, right? Because it takes a village. It just does. It takes a village of people. And I was very grateful to have met the Gearhearts. And from there, I had hired a consultant, right, that had helped me and guided me. And from there, I had other people to help me along. When you had introduced me to podcasting, I was like, oh, my God, me, right? And then I said, okay, maybe this is something that'll work because I do love radio and I love coming back to Passage
to
Profit.
To talk, too.
And I like to talk and meet people.
We noticed that.
Right. So I'm like, this is going to work. So when that happened, someone had said, when are you coming out? Well, I was always asked, when am I going to come out with the new jewelry line? And I had been working with this jeweler to make certain designs for me for gifts and so on and so forth. And I had left the show, and I had taped here. And we had put it together, me and Elizabeth Wright had worked on it, and it looked so beautiful. And I went back to the jeweler, and I said, hey, people want this stuff. They want my cross. We got to make this. And he goes, okay. And I go, okay. And he goes, yeah, okay. And I think it took us about 2 years from start to finish, but I just landed my agreement with him. Yeah. And you guys have it. And that's how it happened. I mean, that's in a nutshell.
Well, wait a minute, Antonia. You left out something super important.
What did I leave out?
Do you have any patents?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a patent in Italy?
I do. So the Broken Praying Cross is patented in the USA and in Italy. And there is a bead that I put on, a pink bead on everything that I make as a symbol of the rosary that was given to me when I was once broken and in church. And that pink bead is patented in Italy as well.
And so are the patents part of your license agreement?
Yes, actually they are. They're all in there.
So the thing is that if you want to do a deal, if you have a consumer product or really any technology, you need some asset to convey. And so sometimes it's manufacturing, sometimes it's a transfer of rights, but in any case, intellectual property plays a role in the commercial process. And so
Absolutely. We
definitely are happy that things are working out so well from you. You know, you've been through a lot of challenges, a lot of medical challenges in your life.
Yes.
And, you know, without getting into too much detail, can you talk to us about healing? What is the process of healing like for you? Do you feel like you've sort of emotionally recovered from some of these physical challenges that you faced earlier on?
I've recovered from everything, and the only reason why is because I have my faith. That has healed me. Without my faith, I have nothing, and that's the truth. It strengthens me. It heals me. It gives me purpose. I am in love with Antonia's Promise, and I love that I get to share this message and help others through my story. And that heals me.
Yeah, Antonia, I remember a few years ago, though, there was a time when you wanted to stop.
Yes, because it was overwhelmingly exhausting. And finances, like Matt said, right? Cash is king, right? And that was a big issue. And I felt very stale and tired, and I didn't know where to turn. And then ideas just kept coming and coming and coming. And I'm like, okay, but how am I going to do that? And I met the right people again. And God had opened more doors. And I always say, if God opens a door, I'm going to walk through them. And I do. You know, how did I get here today? Only God knows how. But I have the grit, like Matt does and Eleanor does, to keep going and fighting and doing and not give up. And I think that's how we all get here.
Matt, do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, you know, I think the spirituality guides you, and it's so profound because when you sort of have that, and not everyone has that at your level, it's such a blessing, right? Because everything that you do in business when you're an entrepreneur ultimately comes back on you, and that resilience, man. So if you feel that you have that resilience and then you have that sense of purpose for what you're doing and you feel like there's a higher power, I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, that's a wonderful blend.
Yeah, and I'm glad she didn't give up.
No,
right?
I agree. And I would say that it is also a curse having this sort of what we have, you know.
Drive.
Kenny asked a question when we were doing a talk at the 92nd Street Y. All these people want to start something. What do you tell them? I said, I tell them almost 95% not to do it. Because if you can't just lay there in the middle of the night and go, no matter what, I'm doing this, then you shouldn't do it. There's almost an irrationality to entrepreneurship.
Part of it is staying in the game, you know?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to give up.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed. It just doesn't exist. It's bigger than me.
But to that point, we also do have to show some grace. I'm going to be 65 in May.
Oh,
and
no
I mentioned,
way. Really?
Yes. I mentioned earlier. Yeah, because this book has taken me, that I wrote, took me through midlife, and I shared my journey. And the goal was to ultimately live a long, healthy life, as I mentioned earlier, and I share everything I overcame. But I also wanted to be very clear about what is the process of aging going to open up for me in terms of new ways, and how do I embrace it? Because we look at our aging lives as a declining thing. And so, you know what? I had to step away, hire a CEO, spend more time doing other things like traveling to the Amalfi Coast and, you know, and doing things that you don't get to do when you're 25, 35, 45, 50, killing it every day with more demands than you have time. So the one thing I would say inevitably is, you know, we also all need that end game too. Like as we go further down the road in our personal life planning, and how does your work change as you get older? And how do you continue to transcend a happy and healthy life? It's something I'm very mindful of.
Yeah. Well, I think for Richard and me, we love what we're doing. I don't think we'll ever retire. I don't think anybody here will.
No.
So I have now made sure, though, that I'm traveling overseas twice a year.
Wow.
That was a definitive goal because I raised a boy with severe autism. We could not ever let up. He's cared for. He's in a group home. He's solid. So if I don't do it now,
yeah,
in 15 years, I'm going to have those regrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's certain things that were highly prioritized for me that only bubbled up when I had my financial house in order, my son's sort of care. And I stared myself in the mirror and said, do I want to work 80 hours a week? I don't. I want to work 25 to 30. Really solid. But again, I've earned that. I've earned the right to make that decision. May not be right for everyone.
Yeah.
You all may want to work 80.
Yeah.
I love that about you. In fact, I'm great. I'm sort of like, I don't know how people do it, like at a certain level, the way I did it and keep going. I fear burnout inevitably, and I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Well, so, and Antonia, what do you see for your future? What are you looking
I'm
forward to?
I'm ready to go. I'm so ready to go.
Do you have product to
sell? I'm the opposite of Matt. Like, I'm going to be 50 next month.
Oh.
And I'm like, it starts now.
Spring chicken.
Like, I can't wait. And I have the next 15 years. And I think I'll die down when I'm 65. But I've built this. I'm ready. I have the podcast. I have the jewelry. I have the clothing. I have the sneakers. Like, I'm excited. You know, I want to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be held back anymore.
I want to add a thought. You know, 150 years ago, the average lifespan was 38. It's not that long ago. It's 3.5 generations ago.
Wow.
Today we live in 80. If you don't get cancer or heart disease, you could easily live to 90. So we really didn't have a midlife up until maybe a generation ago. So I kind of looked at the stages of my life now. Like, I've been through this. I could live a long, joyful life with meaningful projects, but work not be the only thing I do, which I've been doing for 40 years since I'm 22, 23.
Antonia, I feel the same way. I mean, I feel like I get excited about what I'm doing.
Because you know what? It's fun. I have fun. I like to have fun. And Antonia's Promise is fun. You know, I do. I enjoy it.
Antonia Tomeo, I do have to ask you. So you have struggled to get your product produced and ready to sell and ship out to people. Do you have product now? Do you have the crosses to
Absolutely.
Sell?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Where do people
I'm
get them?
I'm wearing one today.
Where do
so
they get
go
them?
To antoniaspromise.com for the broken praying cross. I have them in large gold and silver and rose gold and in smaller sizes. And there's some really great stuffs coming out. But they are custom made, one of a kind. You'll never see them on anyone else because they're my patent designs. And there'll be more really good stuff coming out.
So,
I'm excited.
And where can they find it? You have a website or Amazon?
I do, antoniaspromise.com. Yep. Or follow me on Antonia's Promise LinkedIn, Antonia's Promise Instagram, Antonia's Promise Facebook. All under Antonia's Promise.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.